To 18 game schedule, would that be a way to go with more practices like you all had with Tennessee and Houston this year?
I don't like to speculate. You know, that's not really my position. But I don't know what's going to happen.
Thank you.
How important is pace and tempo? I mean, I'm not saying you guys are going to go no huddle or even speed it up a lot, but you do have to simulate as much as you possibly can for Week One, do you not?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's. You know, it's one of those things that when you get into that third game, you want to do what you're going to do during the season, and you want to be able to go out there and make sure that the things that we've worked on during practice are going to translate into what we do on game day. So, you know, I expect that our tempo is going to be up tempo on Saturday night the way that it has been the past couple of years here, and whether or not that's huddling or no huddling, that's something we'll see how it shakes out. But I think there's going to be a lot of tempo.
Have you had any conversations with Jake and his switch over to left tackle? I mean, that's a lot of pressure on him now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think – Jake's kind of – he doesn't say much, you know. And I don't think he's – he doesn't seem like a person who's overly worried about, you know, about that transition. From day one, you know, he's been rock solid at right tackle throughout OTAs and through training camp. And now switching over this week, playing left tackle, I mean – he's one of the guys you're not really worried about because day in and day out he does his job, he does it really well, he knows this playbook. So I think he's going to do a great job for us at left.
Matt, how is the approach coming into a season when you're coming off what happened last year? I mean, you had known pretty much nothing, at least regular season success around here until last season. How does this preseason feel different because of that?
Well, I think every offseason is different. I think every year is different the way that you come into it. Obviously, you know, we didn't have the kind of success that we wanted last year. And so probably one of the biggest differences is having to answer questions about that and saying, you know, we got to put that behind us. But, you know, I think the biggest thing that everybody has done a pretty good job of is you know, understanding that whatever we did last year has no bearing on what we're going to do this year. And it's easier to say that when you've had a year where you've won before, you know. But for us, you know, I think guys have had to work harder to be able to believe that and to put that aside. So as far as changes, you know, I think our practices and the way that we've worked hasn't changed. You know, I felt like we've always been detailed and brought great effort every day. You know, I think Mike Smith has you know, been really good about that since he's been here. So I don't think it's been all that much different. I think just mentally you have to probably approach it just a little bit different.
What do you want the identity of this offense to be this year?
Hopefully high scoring. You know, I think that as an offense, the goal is to put points up on the board every time you get it. So, you know, I think if we can figure out ways to run the ball, be a little more balanced than we've been in the past, I think that's going to happen.
Following up a previous question, do you feel, obviously you've got a lot of pressure on yourself, do you just feel a higher level of scrutiny around the team maybe than you had before?
There's always, you know, one thing or another. I think that's one thing you find out as you're in this league long enough. There's always going to be things that, you know, questions that are asked or things that you haven't done up until this point. You know, I think you'd be naive to say there's not, though, this year because of the season that we had last year. But I think the biggest thing is you can't let it affect you. You can't let it affect your performance, the way that you work day in and day out. And you also have to understand that that's part of this business. That's part of the job that we have, is that there's going to be critics and there's going to be things said that, you know, you don't want to hear or you don't agree with. But at the end of the day, that stuff doesn't matter. You know, what matters is your preparation and coming out and trying to do your job as best you can.
Can it be a good thing at all? I mean, do you think guys are any more on
edge? I think if guys use it as motivation, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. You know, I think everybody's different in terms of what gets them going. But if that's something that does motivate guys and guys feed off of reading negative stuff, you know, I think it can be a good thing.
You spoke about Jake and not having to worry about him. How much does it help him that, you know, the timing works out where this third preseason game, he'll get his most action on that left side, you know, where he's trying to fit in, as well as the right side of that line? You know, they'll be going as long as they will and that it just happens to fit the timing.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that part of it is a positive. We'll have an opportunity to play some extended snaps before we go into the regular season. You know, I think that's a good thing to be out there in game type situations, going through the things that we've worked on and getting that kind of that test run out of the way before we see New Orleans in a couple of weeks. So I think it'll be productive.
You talked about the confidence, and is that a concern, or how do you get that back? Because, I mean, I'm sure there were times those first 5 years you get in a bind, and based on what had happened in the past, feel good about we can come back or whatever. Maybe that's shaken a little bit after last season. How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, I think it's one of those things that those first 5 years happened too, you know. And so when you have a sample of 6 years of, you know, some going well, some not going well, you know, I don't think you can, you know, lose your confidence just based on that. And I don't think guys have. I really don't. You know, I think confidence is high here. I think guys expect themselves to go out and play well and to make plays we need to make in order to win games. But, you know, I think everybody's different. Everybody's different for, you know, how they draw confidence and what motivates them. But, you know, I certainly haven't lost any.
Matt, what would it mean, you know, for the offense having Julio back and looks like he's on his way back to full recovery?
He looks great to me, you know, and I think he's done a great job for us during training camp. Last week was his first action. Obviously, this week he'll get some more action, which will be really good. But when he's, you know, when he's on the field, we're a better football team. There's no question about it. He's, you know, he's one of the few in the league that is as explosive as he is and can change games the ways that he can. So, you know, cut and dry, we're better when he's on the field.
Man, what was the offense changing up to?
Yeah, you know, we've been a lot of three wide receiver, one tight end in the past. You know, 11 personnel has probably been our base personnel grouping for the past 3 or 4 years. But, you know, we're different a little bit in terms of our scheme in the passing game. Some of the things that we used to use Tony on, you know, probably don't fit with some of the guys that we have now. Not to say that we can't do other things to use those guys well, but you know, we've changed a little bit schematically, and we've changed a little bit schematically in the run game too. You know, we've got some tight ends that you know, have a little bit different skill set than Tony did in the run game. So you know, I think probably the biggest difference is just scheme.